Hey, happy day. Here's something profound for you from your wiser advisor. The liberal base is leading their party over the cliff to fanatical liberalism. Not every liberal or every person in the liberal party is a crazy person, but the crazy people, that's the base. They're driving the train, and it's sad. I know Democrats and I know liberals in Canada as well, but that I would call them business liberals, right? They're still too far left for me, but they're not crazy, not like this base. Son of a gun, Caitlin Clark. What an interesting gal. 6 foot tall and a fantastic player. Basketball, she's one of the best. And the girl that she just broke the record of made this statement. She says, "I don't think my record has been broken because you can't duplicate what you're not duplicating." Did you get that? I don't know what that means. Her name is Woodard, and Woodard has 3,649 career points, and Clark has 3,921. So she's a winner, but you can't duplicate, but you're not duplicating. Just saying. Sounds a little liberal to me. Millions and millions of people made trips to Austin, Cleveland, and so many other cities to see the total solar eclipse. They wanted to see something extraordinary. I guess they did see extraordinary. A solar eclipse, though, is temporary darkness. Liberalism! Ah, it's permanent darkness. They need to see the light. But I had to throw that in, kind of mix it up with all the stuff that's going on here. Now, continuing with ridiculous, here's a group of people. Many people shouldn't be in America. They should be kicked out of America, that you put on an airplane, better yet, a boat, maybe one with a leak in it, and sent somewhere. How about back to where you came from? Death to America, death to Israel. These chants are, they're coming from a lot of groups who are acting crazy. This particular one is in Michigan, and Dearborn, Michigan, and it's become a hotbed of hate. There's so many examples like this one across America. They come here, then they want the country to be a crappy place like the one they left. And they're here and they're allowed to walk around. I guess they have to be, because that's freedom. You have to kind of let other people be themselves and do what they want to do. But when they start to condemn your country, death to America, I think that's over the top and it's time for that leaky boat again. Gun control. I hear about it a lot. I'm sure you do as well. I've never heard criminal control. Have you? Ever. I've never heard, let's go after the criminals because they have guns. Let's do that. Criminals shouldn't have guns. Criminals shouldn't sell drugs either and do all kinds of things. But you don't hear that. It's always about taking guns away from the good people. Kind of interesting. Now let's roll into Canada, because that's, of course, what they're doing there. Liberals are saying, we're coming to get your guns in Alberta now. This is a headline. Alberta takes a firm stance against Trudeau's gun grab. Firm stance. Did you get that? Here's what she said. We're not going to do anything to help. Y'all want to come and pick up the guns. We're not going to do anything to help. I think that's pretty weak. What you should say is bad laws shouldn't be obeyed. How dare you come into my province? Over 4 million people live here and over 1 million of them have guns. Property, several million pieces of property. And you think you're coming here to get them? But no, you're not. We're not going to let you. We're passing new laws to prevent that. Instead, she says, we're not going to help you. So I'm not going to help you load the truck when you rob the bank, but I'll stand and watch. I don't like that. Not very nice. And keeping with Canada, because crazy Canada, crazy a lot of places, I understand that. But British Columbia might be the worst place, maybe in the world, because they give leftism a new design. They really do. They're just wild. They're now going to the NDP government, that of course is code for call me. They're looking to change the province's Land Act and establish a co-management partnership with close to 200 Indian bands, Indian reservations, who will be then become joint landlords of more than 90% of British Columbia property and own veto power over any land use decision. Wow, how do you process that? I mean, they're doing it. Indians, I don't think, vote. Not very many of them. But in British Columbia, Canada too, of course, but in British Columbia particularly, they're getting everything given to them. It's their land. They're 1% of the population. We won, I thought, but they're getting it all back. And the governments are there. White governments, white liberal people, communist people, are saying, here, you can have this and you can have that. So you have Indian people that are elected, I think for 2-year terms, that make decisions on what everyone else is doing. Is that right? I don't think so. And there's so many other things that British Columbia is doing to keep up with that crazy image that they have. Ah, we'll talk about that another day. You all come back. See ya.